We're going to be arriving on Tuesday. A lot of the events start up on Wednesday, running through Saturday at the Gaylord Complex in Nashville. Let's join right now our conversation with Scott DeWald about this year's events from an Oklahoma perspective.
We've got a cattle industry convention, trade show, Nashville, Tennessee. I know that's always a pretty good venue for Oklahomans to be able to get over traveling Interstate 40 on across to Nashville. And it sounds like a pretty good crowd maybe coming.
I think we've got a really good crowd coming for a variety of reasons. One is it is fairly close by. The weather's supposed to be fairly good, so driving's not going to be an issue. The other thing is we've got Tammy Didlot coming in as the incoming president American National Cattle Women's Organization. So I think you're going to see a huge presence of Oklahoma cattlewomen there. We've got a huge presence of our board and such going to the meeting as well. And both collegiate organizations, collegiate cattlemen and cattlewomen, have been working for a year to generate the funds to go out to that trade show and to see what's going on nationally in the beef industry. So I would be not at all surprised that we have a couple of hundred people from Oklahoma at that meeting.
That's up from a normal year, really.
It's very significant. Usually you're looking at about 100 or so. But you're right. I think part of it is the venue. And the other is, you know, people are trying to figure out what's happening in this industry, what comes next, what do they need to do to prepare themselves, drought-wise and otherwise. It's nice to get out of this part of the country and see what opportunities lie outside in other parts of the country where they are getting rain. So I do expect a great crowd out there.
Tell me, you know, in your mind, what are three or four things that you see talked about a lot in the hallways as well as in the meetings themselves?
You know, I think one of the biggest things, and it hadn't been broadcast a great deal because it's somewhat of a new issue, but who replaces Dudley Butler at GPSA? I think that's going to be a huge conversation that takes place. A lot of names are going to get thrown out and such in terms of who takes over the Grain Inspection and Packers and Stockyards Administration. You know what we've been through over the course of the last 3 years with the proposed rule. We don't need to go back to that. We need to come up with some really good candidates that know the livestock business, know how value-based marketing and such. And so I see that as being a big issue. The other, of course, is you just can't go to a meeting like this without talking about the overreach of EPA. Whether it be with the new proposed CAFO regulations, or we spent the last 2 to 3 years writing comments to rules on everything from child labor to the United States Safety Administration, Transportation and Safety Administration rules, the GPSA rules, and otherwise. So really this is about the regulatory overreach of the federal government. What can we do to bring that to a standstill? We've written a lot of comments. We've had some favorable results because of our involvement in the process. As what do we see happening past 2012? What do we see happening past this next general election? I think politics probably is going to be one of those other hall conversations. Who are going to be the candidates or the folks who are running for the United States presidency? We know on the Democrat side who that's going to be. We don't yet know that on the Republican side. And so I think that obviously will be a big part of the discussion.
Do you anticipate that there'll be maybe, I don't know if you're going to call it a pep rally or not, but do you anticipate a lot of conversation and maybe trying to fire up folks to push on this death tax issue?
I do. That's one of those perennial issues that we continue to bring up, the death tax and the extension of the death tax and reform there. It's getting harder and harder to get the traction on that thing because we've been talking about it for so long. But I absolutely think that'll be one of those upfront issues that we will continue to support reform in that arena and try to figure out a strategy to put it into place long term.
When we think about Oklahoma's presence in Nashville, good group coming. I know that we've got several folks that are going to be considered in the nomination process for several key national slots besides Tammy.
Well, absolutely. You look at the operating committee of the Federation of State Beef Councils and such. That's critically important to us with people in those positions, Richard Gephardt and others who are running for those positions. Critically important to make sure that the dollars that are being spent through the checkoff are being spent appropriately, and we get the most bang for our buck in today's economy. So there are several people that have stepped out and said, yes, we'll take a leadership role, who are preparing for really very arduous interview processes that they must go through in order to make it through the nominating committee process. It's not as easy as just going and saying, hey, I'm willing to serve in this capacity, and then there's election. There's actually a vetting process that takes place. There's an interview process that takes place, and the nominating committee's job is to make sure that they're putting the right people forward into a slate of officers that will be elected not only by the Cattlemen's Beef Board, the Federation of State Beef Councils, as well as the policy side of National Cattlemen's.
Executive Director of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Scott DeWald, visiting with us about this upcoming Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show that really kicks off officially Wednesday, February 1st, running through Saturday at the Gaylord Opryland Complex in Nashville. We'll be there covering everything for you. Have a great day. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.